You're listening to SBS News.
It's an enduring, ongoing problem in PNG. And, you know, while there's also an issue of election-related violence, this violence that has recently sort of hit the papers in Australia is not directly related to the election. It's rather the latest sort of sad episode in a dispute between two groups or clans or tribes. It's related to land. And it's been going on for months, if not years. It's related to the election to the extent that security forces that are normally there in the area to sort of help keep the peace were actually withdrawn to go and work on elections elsewhere. And that sort of created the environment, I guess, in which this violence could erupt and get out of hand. But it is actually related to a dispute over land rather than a dispute over the election.
I'd also like to center on those two key words you mentioned, sad episode. Papua New Guinea is a very close neighbor and ally and to Australia. So what can you tell me expand on those two words of sad episode, given the history there?
Well, I guess it's sad because it's obviously tragic. I mean, we've had the deaths of a totally innocent people. There are women and girls who've been raped. There are service providers, you know, people like teachers and nurses whose lives are under threat and who have had to fled. So we've actually got a situation of displaced people. You know, in these situations, you always get burnings. And so, you know, things like schools and health clinics that the people really need get burnt down. So, yeah, it's a very tragic situation and it is ongoing. You know, it's not over yet. The Papua New Guinea government has sent additional security back into the area to secure the peace, at least in the short term. Australia actually has ADF forces on the ground in PNG to help with the election. I think one option for Australia, as you said, Papua New Guinea is our closest neighbour, would be to send some of those troops, you know, obviously with the invitation of the PNG government, but send some of those troops into this area to help keep the peace. So, yeah, in the short term, a kind of a security response is needed, an emergency humanitarian response is needed. I mean, these people need food. They need somewhere safe to sleep. Longer term, you've obviously got to look at what is the underlying dispute and can we break the cycle of violence and get the two sides into a process of mediation and an agreement to end this violence. I think the other, you know, important issue for context is that this is an area where there is a big mine, the Porgera gold mine. That mine has actually been closed for the last couple of years in relation to a dispute. And probably with the closure of the mine, you know, you've got less employment, you've got more unemployed young people, you've got perhaps more desperation and more of a situation where this kind of violence is going to break out. So I think the government has been working to get the mine reopened, and I think that would be another a positive thing, get that mine operating again, get, you know, longer term, you know, the solution to this violence is to get people into jobs and get employment going so that you don't have... you know, if people have a very bleak outlook on life, if they don't see any opportunity for themselves, they're much more likely to turn to violence. So I think underlying it all, there is an economic problem that needs to be addressed.
What role does the election play in terms of the context or backdrop of this incident, deadly incident?
Well, I guess the election, it is like a sort of additional stress factor. It's putting more stress on what is already a stress situation. And so while this violence wasn't directly related to the election, there have been other incidents in the same province, so in the same area, that have been related to the election. So we've seen a number of things such as, you know, ballot boxes being stolen and then buildings being burned. We have seen election-related deaths in this area. And I guess once violence is normalised, then it's hard to keep it out of anything, right? And so violence creeps in even to a process such as elections.